And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking about dog behavior, and there's some interesting things going on out there. And one of them, which I neglected to mention, is that my new book came out. So you can actually get it on Amazon.com. You can go to our United K9 Professionals .com website or merlinskids.org website, or you can also get the link on Facebook, which anybody who is liking the either Merlin's Kids or the United Canine Professionals, you will see the link to Amazon. And it's affordably priced at $9.99. All the proceeds go to Merlin's Kids. Another way to help out. We also have the Wyatt stuffed animals in, which we have been selling like hotcakes. They can also be gotten on the merlinskids.org website, or if you look, you can also find it on Facebook. And these stuffed animals are so cute. They're like little baby Wyatts. If you look at Facebook, you will actually see the very, very cute picture of Wyatt sitting on a couch with about 60 of these little stuffed Wyatts around him. It is so adorable. But these are another way that we are helping Merlin's Kids to bring in some funding to be able to rescue more great dogs from shelters and rescues and rehabilitate them and train them to become service dogs for special needs kids and for veterans with PTSD. So one of the other things is talking about different methods. I received a phone call earlier today from a gentleman who has an Akita who had bitten pretty seriously with reconstructive surgery three separate people on the forearm. And he said that he's contacted about 30 different people, and everyone said, put the dog to sleep. Now, when we hear Akita, we say, oh, yeah, they're aggressive. Well, not really. This dog is a little bit fearful. And what's happening is when the dog gets out, somebody goes to grab the dog by the collar. Dog doesn't know who that person is. Well, of course the dog's going to bite or run, but if you go to grab him and he can't get away, then what choice have you given him? You can't set a dog up for failure and expect him not to fail. That's one of the things in my new book. It's called Shh Happens, S-H-H-H, Happens, Dog Behavior 101. It's a very cool book. You'll learn about that. You'll learn about developmental stages, behaviors, and why they happen, about where to get a dog and how to do all the things that you need to do in order to get your dog to behave like perfectly well-behaved, like my guys. And it's not really hard. It's just a little bit different from what most people think. And a lot of times what happens is we get so set in our ways about why things are, and like, oh, we have to do this and we have to do that. Well, no, you really don't. What you have to do is make sure that it makes sense to your dog. Your dog is actually the one who has the ultimate price to pay. If you mess up and your dog all of a sudden is involved in a bite, you're gonna, yeah, you might be sued or whatever, but your dog's life is the one that's online, not your life on the line, your happiness maybe. But it's so, so important to understand that, you know, when you're doing anything in life, whatever it is that you're doing, that you've got to make sure that it makes sense and that the people or animals that you are dealing with understand what you want of them. And I think that's one of the worst things in what I do is trying to change the humans when some of the humans don't want to change. When you have a couple who is very committed to the dog has a great prognosis. I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, Janice, my dog has bitten my child, and, you know, do you think you can fix it? Well, yeah, of course I can fix it, but it doesn't mean that I can fix the humans in the house. So being able to fix the humans is what dictates whether or not I can fix the dog. If I can't change those humans, I can't change the dog, because I'm counting on those humans to do what I'm telling them to do in order to rehabilitate the dog so that the dog then does become the best dog in the world. So, for instance, how can you take a dog who may have had some behavioral issues in the past, but you've recently adopted him, I have this right now. I actually, when I was out in our gorgeous, gorgeous 6,000 square foot indoor training facility in Missouri, I was out there and we were working with some of our Ridgebacks. We had three amazing rescues come in. They're just beautiful dogs. And so while I was there, our good friend Laren Whitaker, who is one of our amazing board members at Merlin's Kids, and she's also a member of United Canine Professionals, Laren was there, and she said, Janice, there's something out there. I don't know what it is, but it looks like a dog. And I was like, Laren, it's 9 o'clock at night. There's no dog there. And I looked, and I didn't see anything. Well, we put the cell phone, we lit up the back area with the cell phone flashlight, and there was a dog, the cutest little dog you ever saw, maybe 30-some-odd pounds, really cute, just, you know, maybe nondescript looking, but I don't know, she was just so cute, and she had a little white on her chest, and she was looked like maybe a little, like, little whippet lab or something, but just cute dog. Well, I tracked down her family. Took her in on Monday. Nobody had even tried to find her, so I thought that was kind of strange. Well, it turns out this dog had run away from 15 times from the original owner, who was in the Kansas City area, and had run away from the current owner, who was only about a half a mile from where our farm was. That dog had run away already 5 times from her in a month. That's a long time. And this is a good little dog. I mean, she's really, really sweet. So, you know, basically what we did was, you know, Laren and I caught the dog and, I put a little, slip lead around her neck. She came in, she follows me around the farm. She's not trying to run away from me because I'm giving her a job. She comes with me, she goes in and out of the house, she goes, you know, walks around the farm with me. She loves Wyatt. Of course, everybody loves Wyatt. And, you know, everything was really great. So this dog isn't trying to run away because I gave her a purpose. I gave her a job. And that's so important because if you don't have the dog having a job, then the dog is going to seek its own job and its own purpose. And that's where people wind up with problems. If you don't give your dog some kind of a job or a purpose, your dog is going to seek it. And you might not be happy with what your dog decides he wants to do or she wants to do. So why do we not believe in using punitive methods like shock collars? And yes, I have had plenty of these e-training collar. No, it's still a shock. I've seen dogs have seizures, especially little dogs. I don't know why anybody would use a shock collar on a 4-pound Yorkie, but someone did, and the dog had seizures, multiple seizures, over the course of a month or so that they were using the collar. They took the collar away, the dog stopped having seizures. You don't need to use that. Think naturally. Think about natural canine behavior rehabilitation. That's what we at United Canine Professionals do. That's what my book is about. Happens. That's what it's about. It's how to use nature and the way dogs behave and the way dogs think in order to change their behavior. If you just use a shock collar and you're punishing the dog for doing something, you're not really thinking about what made his brain think that he was supposed to do that behavior. So I'm going to go into that in a little bit right after the break. But stay tuned because you're going to learn so much more about how your dog thinks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Oh.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf and Wyatt, who is here by my side as he always is. Hi, Why, do you like all your stuffed animals? Wyatt says, tell the nice people how... Oh, thank you for kisses. He says, tell the nice people how to order a Wyatt stuffed animal. Well, Wyatt, they can go right online to our merlinskids.org website. And if they need help, they can contact us at 855. Hi, Wyatt. Like Wyatt does. When Wyatt needs help, he calls me. He says, hi, Wyatt. Mommy needs you. So basically, the stuffed animals if you buy more of them, they're a little bit less expensive because of the shipping costs. But we also have been... also trying to come up with other ideas for people who want to be involved with Merlin's Kids. One of the things you can do is help us by fostering or by joining our team at Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals. We have some really, really awesome people. We've got 160-something now people in our company, and we're looking for more people. We're looking for the areas in Missouri. We're looking for Texas. We're looking for more in California and in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. So basically the warmer areas, and we're looking, we do have a new class that recently started, but we can add new people in through January 8th, which is our next official class because of all the holidays. So if you know somebody who loves dogs and who wants to have a career helping dogs, and making, of course, a very nice living, well, all you've got to do is contact us at either United, the letter K, the number 9, UnitedK9Professionals.com, or you can contact us at, by calling 855-4, the number 4, K, the number 9, Pros, 855-4-K9-Pros. Either way, we're going to be... helping a lot of people and a lot of dogs to be able to have a better relationship. And, you know, the greatest thing I think about doing what I do and doing what we do and our amazing team with Dawn and with Becca and with all of our people around the country from Jody and Kathy and Jill up north, and we have more than that, sorry, and all the way down to Florida, where we have a bunch of people down there, and in Georgia, in California. We even have people in Mexico, Bulgaria. We now have 3 people in Bulgaria. We have people in England, Ireland, France. We have people in South Africa now, Jordan. We have some people in some crazy locations who have all come together because they love dogs and they want to help either by training service dogs or by saving the dogs on the streets. And there are just, unfortunately, so many dogs with behavioral issues out there. So if you want to join our team, contact us. This is the time to do it. Take your Christmas presents and save them all up and get that together and join our team. Put in an application to get on into United Canine Professionals. And if our board approves you and you're one of the lucky probably 9 or 10% of people who actually gets approved, you will be able to have an amazing, amazing future. And it's just really so easy. We have such beautiful people. We had our national convention. We're going to have another one next October. We'll have a kind of an interim one out at our facility in Missouri. Things are just going so great, and I'm so grateful. This is our, obviously, last show before Christmas. So it's, I think, very, very important for people to be able to know that we are out there. So wherever you are, if you need help and you say, oh, I wish I could get Janice to come out here, Well, guess what? I've got a team of 160-something people who are personally trained by me and our team and who are just there for you to help you. So you don't have to wonder or worry. And you can also get the book. Get my book, The Happens. It's S-H-H-H, Happens, with an exclamation point. And you can get that on Amazon, all capital letters. And you'll see a picture of Wyatt on the front. Of course, who else would be there but Wyatt? So you'll know you have the right book. Well, the biggest thing I think that I see with shelter and rescue dogs is we keep our dogs in their past. Now, how can you expect anybody, whether it's a human or a dog, to get past their past if you don't get past their past? And that's a really kind of sounds silly, but it's not. It's absolutely so critically important that you think like a dog, that you think like, how would I feel if I were a dog and everybody's energy, because they feel so sorry for me because I have a missing leg or I have one of my eyes doesn't work or I've got a patch of hair where somebody burned me. Think about that, though. The worst thing you can possibly do is to treat that dog like it's a victim, because by keeping that dog in its past, you're basically eliminating the opportunity for that dog to have a future. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to make your three-legged dog go do agility courses, but if the dog wants to, why not? I had a three-legged dog. I've had two three-legged dogs, and they did all kinds of crazy things that I couldn't imagine how they could do, but they did it. So don't limit your own dog. And I know some of you, I can see people nodding their heads and going, oh, my gosh, I'm doing that. Yes, you are. You have to understand that the main thing is to give your dog and your kids and your family opportunities for the future. If there is no future, then they have to stay in the past. There's no other option. You're either in the past or a present or a future. Now, we live in the present. But obviously, if you're living in the present and you're worried about it and thinking about the past and thinking, oh, my poor dog, he has no home, he was in the shelter for a year, or my poor dog, he was hit by a car, those are horrible things. It's terrible. There are terrible things that happen every day. There are murders and there are beatings and there are, you know, all kinds of terrible things that happen, kidnappings and accidents and people dying very young, people becoming afflicted by diseases and cancers and things like that. But if you can get past their past, which sometimes means getting past your own past, you can give them a bright, beautiful future. But you can't give them a future if you're holding them, maybe yourself, in the past. You can't change that vicious, nasty boyfriend who hit your dog. You can't change that. But you did change it because you left. You didn't keep that going. So stop worrying about how your dog is still living in the past. Don't keep your dog in the past. Allow your dog to come into the present and the future. Same thing with humans. You had an argument with somebody 10 years ago and you don't talk to a relative because there's nothing in the future. But try to do something, plan something out, do something incredible, and invite those people, invite those dogs, invite those beings into your life, into the present, so there can be a future. How are you going to heal a dog or a human if you're still holding everything in from behind, from what happened before? You have to get in front of that. You can't sit behind a door and complain that you don't know what's on the other side. Open the door, like my good friend Temple always says. Open the door. Just open the door and see what's there. Stop living in the past, and you'll be surprised how amazing your future can be. Don't be depressed over what happened. Make a new difference. Make a new day. Make something great happen. And stay tuned for our next segment. We'll be right back.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf and Wyatt Ridgeback. Well, we are just having a great show, and it is so important for everybody to keep thinking into the future. I think that at this particular time of year, and I'm so grateful to so many people, we've actually had 3 separate people who have been listeners to our Tuesday night show, which you are listening to now, From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, and my Friday night show, which is called For the Love of Dog. And both of those, we've actually had this past semester in our company, we have had 3 separate people who started out by listening to the show and took the plunge and decided, I want to be a canine behaviorist, and they're doing great. We're so enjoying them, and it's always great to see that. But take that plunge. You got a new year coming up. Instead of worrying and thinking, oh, this is where I was last year, and this is where I was the year before, make a difference. You know, change what you're doing, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, well, that's a definition of insanity. So if you love dogs and you say, you know, I adore dogs, that's what I want to do, I want to work with dogs, awesome, call us or apply online. You know, make sure that you do something different. Don't get stuck in a rut. Everybody starts out in January. Obviously, next week is going to be our last show before the new year. And start being grateful for things. You're alive. You're healthy. Hey, I've had cancer twice. And not little, you know, oh, let's remove a mole kind of cancers. I've had some very serious cancers that I survived. And, you know, I think it's so important after you have radiation and chemo, you lose your hair, you're really sick. You can't go in the sunlight anymore. You know, you have body parts internally and externally cut up or chopped off or whatever. You know, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter who you are on the outside, because it's who you are on the inside. And, you know, we hear that growing up, but it's truly the same thing with dogs. You can have the best dog in the world, but when you feel sorry for it or you look at it and you go, oh, look at it, like there was one dog, and it's a great dog, a friend of mine in Texas has, and this dog had been burned by acid. Can you imagine somebody burning the ridge off of a Ridgeback? I mean, it's just sick. You think about the perverted, sick, disgusting, despicable acts that people perpetrate on animals and humans. We can't change that. But if you don't get past that and start looking and saying, you know what, I can change this because nobody's going to control me. Nobody's going to tell me that they can control my mind. You've had people in your past, I'm sure, who, and it always happens at the holidays, you have relatives you don't like. You have people in your past, maybe a past business associate. I call them business associates, since the spelling is there to help. And you've had people in your past who were bad or evil or who were negative or narcissists or egomaniacs or just negative or passive-aggressive or bipolar or whatever labels we want to put on them. You know what? You don't have to worry about those people because they can't control you unless you allow them to control you. Same thing with dogs. You are going to be able to fix any dog that you want to because you control that dog's destiny. Same as you control your relationships. If you're not happy, well, I mean, it's not like you're going to go run and leave somebody because you had a fight. But if you see somebody who is bad for you, or the same thing, if you see a trainer or somebody working with a dog and they are harming that animal, not helping it, then, you know, you either need to pick up and leave or you need to do something about it. Because complaining about it, and I've certainly heard a number of people, they complain and they complain and they whine and they whimper. And yes, sometimes life is not fair and sometimes life stinks. But we are here to live it. And take it from me, I have fought very long and hard for my life. And you can do the same. Hopefully you haven't had serious cancers and almost died twice. Hopefully you don't have bad health issues. But it doesn't matter because nobody controls me but me. Nobody controls you but you. And nobody can tell you that your dog isn't fixable and can't be the best dog in the world but you. So don't stand in your own way. Don't limit your own potential. Don't limit what your dog is capable of. And don't limit what you and your dog are capable of together. It doesn't matter what the issues are. If you are dedicated and you have it in your heart and your mind and your soul that it is going to change, that you're going to be able to turn this dog into your service dog, if you absolutely have that and you are dedicated to a relationship, it will work because it takes two to make something and it takes two to break something. And if one person or one animal decides, I'm not going to let you fall, then you can't fall. So start looking inside. Start look at your own life. And then when you see your dog having a behavioral issue, instead of getting depressed and sad and, oh, I can't believe it, my dog is never going to be able to be good with other dogs, if you want your dog to be good with other dogs, you will not settle for anything less. That's what I'm trying to say. It's Christmas. It's the most beautiful, or as they say, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Hopefully I don't lose all my listeners when I sing. But it is. It's so wonderful. It's a new rebirth. We're going to come up on the new year. We're dealing with Christmas, and regardless of what religion you are, it is such a beautiful time of year where people come together and try to help each other. And the most important part about that is don't give up. Don't give up if you have a bad day. Don't give up if you're depressed. Don't give up if your dog bites. Don't give up if your dog is ripping up the house. Because if you want it badly enough, you will get it. I've had more people through my life tell me that I wasn't going to be able to do something because no one had ever done that before. And I love when people say that because I'll do it just to spite them. I had my college professor, my advisor at Columbia University, who told me flat out, I will not let you graduate early with 2 degrees. You can graduate early with 1, or you can graduate on time with 2, but you will not graduate. It's never been done and I won't allow it. Well, guess what? I graduated early in 3 years with 2 degrees and 4 minors from Columbia, just to spite her because she told me I couldn't, and I knew that I could. Maybe she couldn't do it. Maybe nobody before me could do it, but she doesn't know me. And it's the same thing with you and your dog. Don't listen to what people are telling you about if you want your dog to be able to be whatever it is you want your dog to be, you can do it. Maybe you can't do it exactly the way you wanted, but I know that if you try, that at least you're not going to fail. At least you'll get farther than if you never tried at all. And it's just really important. So I hope at this season of joy and of thanks and of giving and of loving and sometimes of tolerating people we really don't want to be around, I know that you can find it in your hearts. And I know there are thousands of people out there. I know it because I have phone calls and I have emails. And I love how all of you, each and every one of you who has corresponded with me, and you know how to get me. You can get me on the internet. You can call the 800 number and ask for me, the 855-HI-WYATT. Whatever it is that you are challenged with, whether it's internally or externally, whether it's physically or psychologically, if you want it, you will not fail. Because the only one who can fail and the only one who can make you fail is yourself. If you just keep it that I'm going to fix my dog and he's not going to do this again and I'm not going to let my dog have something bad happen to him, I'm not going to let him have a problem or be put down, and I'm going to be able to fix it, you will. Trust me. You don't know how strong you are inside. You have no idea until you've really hit the bottom. And some of you are hitting the bottom right now, but guess what? Tomorrow's a new day. And as long as you're vertical instead of horizontal, there's a new day. You go out there and you turn that dog, your shelter dog, into your service dog. You turn that enemy into a friend. You turn that bad situation into the best thing that ever happened to you. But it's up to you. It's all up to you. And I wish you all an amazing, happy holiday. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, whatever holiday you celebrate. It's not the holiday. It's the people around you. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and Hanukkah. And make sure that you say thank you for being here, to be here, and take care of what you take care of. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. We'll see you next week.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.